Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, February 12th. You guys really came through helping me think through what to do on Thursdays. One of the suggestions was having a thought-provoking or thoughtful Thursday. The thought behind it is asking the Holy Spirit to provoke in us ways to think and practice the things of the Spirit, mainly kindness and humility, meekness, a gentle spirit, and a love for others. Remember Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says this in the Amplified Bible, "But the fruit of the Spirit, or the result of His presence within us, is love, which is unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, which is meekness and humility, self-control or self-restraint. Against such things, there is no law that can bring a change." And so how today can we thoughtfully practice the things of God which bring peace and which affect those around us? Lord, by your Spirit, work in us. That's a great segue into Romans 8. We're in Romans 8, verses 1 through 8 today. And this talks about the life-giving Spirit that lives within us as believers. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, since it was weakened by the flesh, God did. He condemned sin in the flesh by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh as a sin offering, in order that the law's requirement would be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit have their minds set on the things of the Spirit. Now the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset of the Spirit is life and peace. The mindset of the flesh is hostile to God, because it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it is unable to do so. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God." Oh, I want to continue on because it says, "But we are in the Spirit, if indeed God's Spirit lives within us." And this is the beauty of Romans, that God has made a way for all of us to be saved, and we are welcomed into God's presence because of Jesus Christ's gift to us, His gift of Himself. He went to the cross. He gave His blood so that we could be freed. And now those of us who have faith in what Jesus did, we are to live by His Spirit. He gives us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit empowers us to live in a way that is in line with God's law. And so I want to circle back to the thoughtful Thursday theme, but I want us to be careful because we can't do this of our own power. We ask Holy Spirit, work in us to love unselfishly, to be patient with those with whom we have some difficulty. Help us, Lord, to be faithful and to be humble, and help us to show self-restraint. Give us the ability to see the needs of others and meet them. Perhaps we could tell a family member how much we appreciate them, or call an old friend and encourage them. It could be as simple as writing a thank you note, reminding someone in the body or in your family that they matter. Just something to ponder on this thoughtful Thursday. We also could do Tune In Thursday, where we have tunes, maybe from the last week's worship service or some kind of song that connects. I'm still working on it. So if you have some ideas for Thursdays and what the theme could be, let me know. We move now to the Psalms, Psalm 33, verses 1 through 12. says, "Praise to the Creator. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous ones. Praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the lyre. Make music to him with a 10-stringed harp. Sing a new song to him. Play skillfully on the strings with a joyful shout. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is trustworthy. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the Lord's unfailing love. The heavens were made by the word of the Lord, and all the stars by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the water of the sea into a heap. He puts the depths into storehouses. Let the whole earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came into being. He commanded, and it came into existence. The Lord frustrates the counsel of the nations. He thwarts the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart from generation to generation. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen to be his own possession." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I was struck by verses 4 and 5, which tell us that the word of the Lord is right. That's why we come to God's word every day. We're looking at his truthful word, and we're asking the Lord to conform us to what he says is true and right. All his works are trustworthy. This just elevates the nature of our God, who is righteous. You know, we're fighting for that righteousness in our flesh, and we know we can't do it by ourselves, but by God's Spirit. God does it in us. He transforms us. And when we hear stories of the Lord's transforming power in someone's heart, it is powerful. Verse 5, he loves righteousness and justice. O Lord, work in us the righteousness and justice that you call forth from your creation. The earth is full of his unfailing love. I love to think about what unfailing love looks like. As one author says, that never ending, never giving up, always and forever kind of love. It's that love mentioned in Romans 5:8, which says, "But God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the law of the Spirit and for your Holy Spirit who lives within us, who proclaim that Jesus is Lord. Help us to live according to your Spirit today. Infuse us by the power of your love with the things of God. Give us the mindset of life and peace and abundance. Help us to look around at the creation and rejoice in who you are. Help us to sing new songs. Put a new song in our heart. Or as my growth group last week was commenting, Lord, just put a tune in our heart and help us to see how that tune subconsciously is praising you. Lord, we thank you that you are righteous and you are just and you are trustworthy and your word is right. And you spoke and it happened. The world was created by your word. And Lord, you are powerful, and we pray that by your word, you would bring about jobs for those whom we pray, and you would bring about healing for the sick, and that you would bring your glory in relationships. And also, Lord, for those who do not know you or are not following you, Lord, would you make the gospel so beautiful to them? Use us as instruments of your peace today. Help us on this thoughtful Thursday to be conduits of your great love and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.